Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
O God, pierce some part of your nectar-filled form with a pin and gently enter the piercing. Pierce yourself with a pin.
Where?
Oh, I make myself a pimple, all right. Oh, God. I cannot enter the piercing, sorry, I don't like it. Actually, in the old times, there were such practices like this. When people were so desperate for enlightenment, they do anything. But I would not advise that. Maybe piercing a little bit with a pin is okay. You know, or not a very pointed pin, like a pen or something. It won't hurt you so much. At least it gives you concentration. But if you have to do that, do it with a pen or with something a little pointed, not to hurt yourself and make yourself bleed, okay? And you can pierce it in the wisdom, point a little bit. Don't pierce it, use your fingernails, all right? I think God already provided fingernails for that purpose. Eh? And now when you cannot concentrate and you have to do this, and later if this finger gets tired, then you have another finger. That's why God made 10 fingers. So that within 2.5 hours you can, you know, try to use up all of them and enter samadhi. Yeah? Oh. All right. If you remember Teloba is a master of Naropa. Yeah. And when he first accepted Naropa, well, he tortured him with a lot of things, like putting nails in his fingers and all that. Sometimes beating him, things like that, and make him go and beg for soup again and again and again. I mean, do all kinds of tests to see if the disciple was fit enough to follow him. Perhaps because Naropa was a special person. Because Teloba had a lot of disciples too, according to the story. But he did not test any other disciples that way. Not that we have read about or heard of. Only to Naropa. To Naropa he did all kinds of physical, painful tests. I hope it wasn't true, all the stories. And I don't think any master of the modern day can afford to do this kind of testing unless he wants to have a holiday in jail for some time. Nowadays, you can't even scold a disciple without being resented and them being angry at you, you know? Sometimes I scold some person here, you know, a cook or something, because they are so messy. As I told you, they spread garbage all over instead of love. So I scolded them. I told them they have to clear up, you know. We are not pig style here. And then they got angry somehow inside, and their faces became longer than usual. Not that I have measured, but I could see from afar because it's very long, so you can see more clearly in the nighttime even. And then when I ate my soup that day, I could not digest because they had put some invisible anger poison inside. And I couldn't digest and I feel very troublesome. I tested many times like that. If I scold them a little bit for some reason, and then that night I cannot digest the food. Yeah, you know, I eat as usual, not much, but then the food somehow became very heavy, like I have eaten stones. Then I know. Or sometimes they're lazy, they don't cook. They call the Vietnamese to cook from here or somewhere, and that Vietnamese, I don't know who. I have not been purified or talking a lot while cooking. And then when I eat that food, I also feel like I have been eating stones. I have to carry the stones all night until I have digested them with the power of meditation. I know immediately who cooks and what has been done to the food. There is no mistaking at all. But I do not scold them for the reason that to make me sick. I know they are angry at me, and I accept that. But what I mean is that nowadays the master cannot afford to do the things that Mabha, you know, did to Milarepa, or Telopa did to Naropa. Understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't even scold a person without being resented, let alone pierce them with pins and take off their fingernails, or make them rebuild the house 7 times and beat them and make them carry stones until their back is bleeding and all kinds of testing like that. It's not possible anymore. Okay, now what is it? So don't pierce yourself with a pin and say, Master said so. I didn't say, it's Shiva who said it. And you don't have to do it. But if you cannot concentrate sometimes, then you may, you know, may touch yourself here or use your fingernail. It's a little harder, so it makes you more aware of where you want to put your attention. And that is all right. But don't hurt yourself, okay? And don't say that I said that. No, the master said, I have to pierce myself. No, I never did. Okay? Pierce yourself if you want. You're free. And number 69, you can also feel that your thoughts and your I am-ness and your internal organs all are the real, same, precious form, invisible, all-pervading form. In other words, feel your body, a physical body, as pure, as never existing, as only an illusionary object. Meanwhile, you, your true self is pure, all-pervading, and almighty. In other words, you're one with God. You are that. You're God. There's no need to identify with the defiled, physical, illusionary form, which doesn't exist. It's true. During samadhi, you don't feel your body, no? Sometimes, if you enter deep samadhi, you feel you're not there. You're just everywhere. You're everything. And you exist, but not in a physical form. Like your body has never existed. It disappears altogether. It can happen. At that time, you enter truth. You enter the reality. And that is the only reality that we should search for. And everything else concerning this physical body and this world is truly non-existing. It's just a dream. A very, very real dream, very solid dream, and it's very difficult to wake up from it. But you must remember it's a dream. Try to remember as much as you can. All right, I already exceeded your limit of sleeping time. All right, okay, so next time, huh? Now, good. See you later. See you another time. What day is today? It doesn't seem like any pace. It's a lesson every day. All right. It's Saturday? No.
Friday.
Okay. 29?
Yes.
Wow! So fast?
Yeah.
Oh. I must say that I enjoy having you here, despite all the pushing going on between the yin and yang. You have to learn. They have to learn. I shouldn't have protected them, but you push so hard, it makes me feel pressure here. I hate to see anything that is, you know, not proportionate. That's unjust and unfair. This is my weakness. And anything that's unfair, I think I have to make it flat, you know? This is my weakness. So that's how I interfere with your karma. and try to make it right. Otherwise, these people that deserve it, you can just push them to the end of the world. I don't mind. But because they are my brothers, yeah? And they're small, little, weak, coward brothers. So I have to protect them. I feel sorry for them. I cannot be so strong like you and don't feel anything for them. I do feel. I'm weaker than you. Yeah. I feel for the weak. Yeah. So when I feel like they're so weak, weaker every day, I cannot bear it. So I have to stand up and rescue them. Otherwise, wherever you sit, I don't care. Why would I care if you are woman or man? What difference does it make to me? I don't live with any of you. You know, man or woman, you all came here the same. And I treated you equally. But that's why you should treat each other equally. Eh? Should not push when there is a limit. You should tolerate each other, helping, encouraging each other. All right? Not to take advantage of the other's weakness. That's what I want you to know. Not that I care what sex you are. I can't do anything with you, man or woman. I want nothing to do with you. I mean, not physically. All right. So, got it?
Yeah.
Next time, don't push. Oh, I stand there and push them over there. And you know where to sit next time.
Yeah.
All of you. And tell all the coward men as well what to do next time. Okay? Listen to your mother here, you never go wrong. You're already 45 years old or something. And you are the householder, huh? The chief of the house, huh? Of your tribe. So good night, da 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 da. See you, huh? If you go tomorrow, have a good journey. And see you next time. Well, you look healthy enough. Take care, huh?
Yeah.
The problem is we have too many women here. Too many women, you know? Because all the men have to stay home and work. And have money for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you sing very swell.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.